Congratulations on the victory. What an effort, especially on the defensive end. You made some adjustments there, had some foul trouble early, but I thought your adjustments were definitely key this afternoon.
You know, I told them, I said, if you want to win the game, you better rebound. And we definitely won the offensive boards today. And I attribute that win to how well we rebounded today, because they are very aggressive on the boards.
They are, especially the Bartlett player down low. And you got her in foul trouble there. And Lindy would come back in there in the first half. She was in foul trouble. And guarding her, she did fundamental guarding on her, moving around, staying straight up, avoiding contact.
Yeah, I mean, those are things that we practice every single day. And, you know, if they're going to call it tight, we better play fundamental basketball. They're not going to allow us to reach and go over the back. And so she learned quickly, because I always say, stay in the game. Don't get any dumb fouls. So she did.
And it was the second half, I thought it was they let him play a little bit more, which I think was fine with that. It's a championship atmosphere. But it was Emily Weathers, who was a scoring machine for you. She hit her first 8 shots from the floor, and she missed that last one in the fourth quarter there. Otherwise, she was perfect from the floor, perfect from the foul line, and that was big. And Bryn McCormick stepped up as well, those two scoring when kind of Lindy had that scoring lull in the ball game.
You know what? Emily can pretty much do everything. I mean, the things – she went for a steal. She was out of position, and then she comes back and blocks a shot on the other end. I don't know how she even got to it, but Emily is just such a freak of nature, such a great athlete, and she can score, she can defend. I'm just so happy she's on our team.
And then probably one of the players that really stepped up for you scoring that, I wouldn't say was unexpected, but Shelby Patton, 5 points this afternoon. Those are big points. She had some points when you really needed some in that first and second quarter.
That's the thing. Shelby can score, and a lot of times she just looks to make sure she doesn't turn it over. She knows that her big job is to rebound, and then, you know, I kind of got on her in a timeout to rebound. Maybe that fired her up to score, too. So whatever, I will take it.
Absolutely. But, you know, the program, first year for basketball in Scott City for the Acacia was 73-74. For 40-some years there, no state tournaments for Scott City. You're making up for lost time now. That's 3 in a row.
I know. I will definitely just enjoy the day, because this is a big time deal.
This is a pretty good opponent, Cimarron, and this was probably your in the 3 games that you've been in the sub-state finals here in a row, this is your widest margin.
I wouldn't have expected that, honestly. I mean, they're a very good team. They're experienced. You know, they're very aggressive. I just think our girls are really ready to play today.
The nice thing is you do have a cast here that's got some state tournament experience, and you're headed back to the sports arena on Wednesday. So you get that Wednesday game, and it's great to get there, and it's good to finally get back.
Yeah, I'm excited. We've been there before, and, you know, we have some unfinished business there. We want to make sure we just improve from the year before.
Well, it should be a good run here, a couple of days to get ready for state. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it here, and then we'll see you in Hutch.
All right, thanks, Adam.